know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Republicans got the job done, passing President Trump's massive tax and spending bill. Vice President J.D. Vance broke a 50-50 tie for the Republicans. President Trump afterwards.
It's a great bill. There is something for everyone, and I think it's going to go very nicely in the House.
Three Republicans joined all Democrats in voting against the bill.
Senate Republicans betrayed the American people and covered this chamber in shame.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
Today's vote will haunt our Republican colleagues for years to come as the American people see the damage that is done, as hospitals close, as people are laid off, as costs go up.
Political analyst Larry Sabato.
They had absolutely no choice, the Republicans in the Senate, but to pass this. It's their entire party agenda in one bill. It is Donald Trump's entire agenda in one bill.
Hundreds of EPA employees are accusing the Trump administration of endangering public health. Christopher Cruz reports.
The four-page letter's top complaint is that decisions are being driven by politics, not science and the law. It says the administration is undermining the agency's mission of protecting human health and the environment. Of the 278 employees who wrote the letter, 173 signed their names. 105 signed anonymously because they feared retaliation. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Accused killer Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to the deaths of four University of Idaho students. He's accused of stabbing them in their house near campus 3 years ago. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi on the aim of prosecutors.
They're getting a conviction right away. They're getting the absolute guarantee of life behind bars without the possibility of parole.
The family of at least one of the murdered students says they are beyond furious. Car makers are ending the first half of the year on a high note, but still concerned about tariffs, as Jeff Gilbert reports.
GM sales rose 12% in the half, Ford sales up 7%. It was also a record half for all three Korean brands. Hyundai North America CEO Randy Parker says they can deal with expected headwinds in the second half.
We haven't made any pricing changes as a result of tariffs, but let me just say that our philosophy at this point in time is to maintain flexibility.
Another second half variable for car makers, high interest rates. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
On Wall Street, stocks have been mixed all day. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 400 points. The S&P 500 is flat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for childcare, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. And Kenosha has the lowest gas price in the area at $2.92 a gallon today. The state average is at $2.96. It's down over 30 cents from this time last year. Experts say it could be the lowest Independence Day gas price since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A whole new Bucks team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Free Agency. After two seasons, the Milwaukee Bucks have waived Damian Lillard. He's recovering from that torn Achilles tendon. He'll be paid $22 million a year in dead money over the next 5 years to make up his contract with the Bucks. The Bucks then signed Indiana Pacers free agent center Miles Turner to a four-year deal worth $107 million. He's 29 years old. He'll replace Brook Lopez, who's headed to the Clippers on a two-year contract. In another move, the Bucks have traded guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets. They pick up 31-year-old guard Vasilije Micic. He's Serbian and may be headed back to play in Europe. The Bucks also signing an 11-year veteran guard, Gary Harris, from the Orlando Magic to a two-year deal. So again, the Bucks saying goodbye to Damian Lillard. They signed the Pacers center Miles Turner to a four-year deal with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84. Right now, it's 80.
Me and I feel fine. local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Georgia, hello.
Hello.
Georgia Hall is here. She's the organizer of the Music and More concert series, and I know there's another one coming up this Thursday.
Yep, this is week five of our 10-week series. This is a holiday week with July 4th coming up.
Yeah.
July 3rd, come to First Presbyterian Church at noon. We run through August 7th. We have hour-long concerts. This week, first up is going to be Corinne Latta. She's a vocalist. She has a beautiful voice. I first heard her at a Racine Symphony Summer Pops concert, and she was the featured soloist, and she ran through about 17 songs flawlessly. You know, usually they have a soloist, and they do two or three songs, and they take a long break.
Right.
Well, Corinne just kept belting them out, and she's amazing. The second act is going to be Nancy Mayo and Gary Hofstad. Nancy plays violin, and Gary plays the guitar. And the last act will be Carolyn Wayner. She'll be at the piano. She sings and plays. So she'll always have a very entertaining program for you.
All right. So if you're looking for something to do during your lunch hour, or maybe you're one of those, what do they call them? Romeos, retired old men, or something like that.
Or retired old men eat out or something.
Yeah, something like that. Well, anyway, you can come down for your lunch hour this Thursday at First Presbyterian Church for the Music and More concert series. And the nice thing about it is you get in for free. It's air conditioned, but then there is a free will offering, right?
Right. You can choose to donate to that or not, but we hope you do. And you can go out for lunch after the concert. You can go over to Reef Point Brew House or the Chart Room over on the river. You can even wander over to Wells Brothers for pizza.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's always a lot of fun. So come on down and see us on Thursday at noon.
All right. First Presbyterian Church is the place. College and 7th in downtown Racine. Music and More is the concert series this Thursday at noon. Georgia Hall, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. watch it ring and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we? Dream believer and I.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. And this Friday, of course, 4th of July, the 4th Fest celebration all day long with the parade early in the day and the fireworks in the evening. This Friday morning, Don Rosen is going to be with our own Lou Regani in a classic car in that 4th Fest parade. And since Don is going to be down at the parade route, we're going to have Cindy Huber here in the studio. She'll fill in for Don. She'll be here from 6 till noon, and then you can listen for the call-ins from Don and Lou from the parade route. And it's all beginning Friday morning with Cindy Huber at 6 a.m., pre-parade at 8:30, the step-off at 9. If you want to help support the Racine 4th Fest Parade, you can do so at racine4thfest.org. Use the number 4 in there. It's racine4thfest.org.
For over 50 years, crafty delicious pizza has been Ferraro's true passion. But even the best pizza team needs an all-star break. When the doors reopen on July 8th, it's game on with July's Pizza of the Month, the Chicken Bacon Ranch. Featuring a ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pie's a summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I took my troubles down to Madam Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty floating pine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brewers postponed tonight. They're in New York, supposed to take on the Mets with a 6 o'clock first pitch, but they're postponed because of the weather. So now it's going to be a split doubleheader tomorrow. First game at 12:10, second game at 6:10. We'll have them for you here on WRJN. Timeless and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Coming up just after the 5 p.m. news, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today will feature the class of 1967. But first, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. It's a register listing for Racine's Root River Parks. The historic area has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Wisconsin Historical Society made the designation earlier this month. The parks were developed from 1905 to 1912. Island, Riverside, Cedar Bend, and Washington Parks are all included. You can see a map of what is now even a more historic part of Racine online today. Check out RacineCountyI.com. Kenosha's got the lowest price at the pump right now in the area. The price there is $2.92 a gallon today, with it around the $3 mark in Milwaukee and Racine counties. Some folks are looking to save a little money as people start to take off for vacations. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84.
Right now, it's 80.
Chance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. My little baby Santa can do it with ease. It's easier than letting your ABC.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
I absolutely never get tired of learning more about the collections at the Racine Art Museum.
Okay.
And I never get tired of reminding people that Racine Art Museum houses the largest and most significant contemporary craft collection in North America. Right here. They have 14,000 plus pieces in their archives, so it will definitely take a while before you've seen it all. This week, they've got an exhibition of new to RAM works opening. It's created by artist Ron Isaacs. He did it all between 1968 and 2020. He is still actively producing art. This group includes early acrylic work on canvas paintings, a drawing, art, jewelry, and over 20 painted wood constructions. Painted wood is one of his specialties. Ron Isaacs is nationally known as an artist, and he has pieces in the Smithsonian. Yet the scope of this particular group that we have right here at RAM is unmatched at any other organization. Isaacs describes his work as trompe-l'oeil painted constructions. He goes on and he says that, "I have never actually made it to three dimensions. I seem to have stalled at 2.5. Hmm. That description alone makes me want to go and see it. And the works in this exhibition are, in fact, 2D and sawn and painted wood. This new exhibit opens at RAM on Wednesday, July 2nd. It'll run through October 24th. Pardon me, October 25th. Wouldn't want you to miss that last day.
Right.
It's a wonderful complement to the current trompe-l'oeil sculptures that are already on exhibit. Everybody, I think, already knows RAM is open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4. They will be closed on July 4th, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And they have an absolutely great website at ramart.org.
And you have a great website, too.
We like to think so. You can always visit us at racineartscouncil.org.
All right. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me, she's here by me, she stepped to live in the rocket.
And local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. What are you doing this long holiday weekend? Maybe one of the things you're planning to do is to soak up the sun at Racine's North Beach. Maybe stop by the beachside oasis for a refreshing break. Keep track of your day with Dan Marcus and the Sand and Surf Report. It airs multiple times daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's all brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating. Brightening homes inside and out.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure you're cool all season long by calling Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today. Take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop. Give them a call today at 262-989-1001. 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Convenient.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5 and the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we feature the class of 1967. By the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be 5 p.m. to crack open a beer, according to some Americans. Data from a survey found that roughly 16% of adults consider noon to be the earliest acceptable time to have an alcoholic drink on non-working days.
gentle ballroom queen of rivers. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There is a partial verdict in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. CBS's Jerika Duncan is covering.
It looks like they have reached a verdict again on counts 2, 3, 4, and 5, but they're saying they're unable to reach it right now on count 1, racketeering conspiracy, the most serious, that says that Combs led a criminal enterprise.
The judge has indicated they will keep deliberating. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote today, and the Senate passed President Trump's massive tax and spending bill.
The Senate being evenly divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
The bill now goes to the House, where it will face opposition. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Democrats are going to do everything we can for the next few hours, today, tomorrow, for the balance of this week and beyond, to stop this bill from ever becoming law.
CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
The House Speaker is setting a goal of trying to meet the president's self-imposed deadline on Friday. Keep in mind, it's not just conservative hardliners who voiced opposition to some of the Senate changes, but also some moderate House members as well.
President Trump was in Florida today getting a firsthand look at a migrant detention center in the Everglades. Correspondent Nancy Cortez at the White House reports he's suggesting it could be a model for future lockups nationwide.
The reality is that the administration needs more detention facilities to keep up with its very